From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It was an active day on the campaign trail Saturday. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump faced protesters at several stops ahead of Tuesday's primaries. In Dayton, Ohio, one protester jumped the protective barrier and tried to reach the stage, but Secret Service agents stopped him. Later in Cleveland, Trump said Friday night's protests in Chicago, which caused his speech to be postponed, were caused by supporters of Vermont Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders issued a statement saying his campaign had nothing to do with the protest. Later in Kansas City, Missouri, Trump's speech was interrupted several times by protesters holding banners and chanting slogans.
These people. And then, you know what? And then the audience gets rough with them and the press says, how dare they? How dare they? Try not to get too involved up there. Don't hurt the person. Don't hurt the person. See, I'm a nonviolent person. Did you know that about me? Nonviolent.
Also Saturday, Texas Senator Ted Cruz told a crowd in Missouri that if Trump wins the Republican nomination, it would hand the general election to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
That if Trump is the nominee, Hillary wins. And if Hillary wins, the Supreme Court is lost for a generation, the Bill of Rights is lost, our kids are buried in debt, and the future for the next generation.
Hillary Clinton told her supporters she understands voter anger, but Donald Trump's rhetoric and anger are not the way to solve the country's problems. There are five primaries Tuesday, including the valuable winner-take-all primaries in Ohio and Florida. This is VOA News.